Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And not a big deal, let it wash all the bugs off my windshield, 'cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to, so I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by, so put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly, and
the Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Hallelujah. I'm so glad you joined. This is your girl, Sister Shelly. Welcome, everyone. I have a message from God just for you. This will be the best 15 minutes of your week. Yep, I said it. Now you just have to put your faith out there for it. Amen. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.lunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministry. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we acknowledge your holy presence and welcome you into this 15-minute power message. We ask that you anoint it by the Holy Spirit. May it be all of you and none of me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray and we all say, amen. Well, I recently heard the tail end of a radio broadcast interview with a lady from another country. She stated that she'd heard so many wonderful things about America, she couldn't wait to come, couldn't leave the house without being accompanied by a male, be it her brother, father, uncle, or husband. She couldn't make any decisions for herself. Most days were spent at home cooking, cleaning, sewing, and waiting for the men to return home so they could eat whatever food the men brought from the market. Sometimes the men wouldn't come home, and as a woman, they couldn't leave. So when she finally arrived in America, she asked everyone, "What does freedom mean to you?" She said no one could answer her. She couldn't believe that free Americans couldn't give her an answer of what freedom meant to them. She said that to her, freedom meant, I have a choice. Isn't it amazing that someone from another country can sum up so well what freedom means? Well, God tells us what type of choices we should make. In Deuteronomy 30:19, it reads, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. There choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. So in the Old Testament, God stressed the importance of choosing life. And in the New Testament, we know Jesus says, in John 10:10b, I come that you may have life and life more abundantly. So in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, God has stressed the importance of choosing life. It's a choice given to both men and women. So if choosing life is so important to God, let's define it in the dictionary. I'm going to the Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary. Life is defined as follows: a living being, enjoyment or blessings of the present life, eternal happiness in heaven. So we can sum it up like this: life is a twofold benefit. You'll be blessed in earth and in heaven when you choose life. The title of today's message is Choose Life. Say it with me, choose life. One more time, choose life. So how does one choose life? Oh my goodness, that's such a good question, and I'm so glad you asked. Let's go ahead and go to John 14:6. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we must choose Jesus to choose life. Amen. But after we have chosen Jesus, we have a daily walk to choose life. In Genesis 8:22, it reads, earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. So this scripture tells us, as long as the earth is here, seeds will be planted, and time will produce a harvest, cold and heat will continue, summer, winter will continue, day and night won't stop as long as the earth is here. For the purpose of this message, we will address seed time and harvest as how one makes a daily choice for choosing life or death. The last choice you make is sowing a seed, and over time, it will harvest blessings of life or harvest cursings of death. I'm going to repeat that. Each choice you make is sowing a seed. Let's say it's sowing a seed into a bucket. And when you sow that seed, you're either going to harvest a blessing towards life or harvest cursings towards death. Let's go to our Street Love Bible story. Now, You know, I always do a street love Bible story, and then I do a personal street love story. But today, I'm going to do it a little different. I'm going to share two stories, one who chose death and one who chose life. And since I'm doing it this way, I won't be sharing that personal story. So let's go to our first story. It's in the book of Luke, chapter 19, and we're in the King James Version. I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 10. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature, which means he was short. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass by. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Jumping to verse 8, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. The word of the Lord. So I'm going to bullet point what we just read, and we're going to state after each bullet point if that person was choosing life or death, okay, based on their decision. So the first bullet point for the Romans at Jericho. So we're going to say that's death because the tax collectors were really mean and did some really bad things to the people. Two, Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus when he came to the city. We're going to say he was making a decision towards life. Zacchaeus had to climb a tree to get a glimpse of Jesus through the crowd. We're going to say he was choosing life because he was being persistent to seek after Jesus. Amen. Jesus looked up and bid Zacchaeus to host him at his house. Zacchaeus is choosing life because he did allow Jesus to come to his house. After the encounter with Jesus, became a new man. He received Jesus, received salvation, so he chose life. And then Zacchaeus vowed to repay the poor and all those he had defrauded. He chose life. So Zacchaeus is a biblical character of someone who chose life. Amen. Jesus told the crowd that salvation had come to a son of Abraham and his household that day. And he reminded the self-righteous crowd that his mission was to seek and save that which was lost. Note, Zacchaeus' choices of life brought salvation and restoration to him and his seed. Remember, we read that in Deuteronomy 30:19. It stated, when you choose life, it's for you and your seed may live. So when you choose Jesus, you're choosing it for you and your seed. Amen. Glory to God. Our next biblical story has about 14 chapters. So I'm going to paraphrase it and put it into bullet points again. And then we're going to decide if they were choosing life or death. So there was this man who was a Hebrew prophet. His name was Hosea. And he was told by God to marry a prostitute. He chose a female named Gomer. So we're going to say he chose life because he was obedient to doing what God told him to do. Gomer, the female, repeatedly and openly committed adultery. You know she was choosing death, right? She gave birth to three children. The Lord gave names symbolizing displeasure with Israel. So we're going to say that that's death because God was not pleased with the things that were going on with Israel. But Gomer left her family. She chose death. Gomer started prostituting herself with any man who had money to spend. She chose death, sold herself into slavery as a mistress. She chose death. God told Hosea to bring Gomer home. Hosea is choosing life. He's making a decision to bring her home. Hosea discovered Gomer weak and ill. He purchased her back and accepted her as his wife. He chose life. In summary, I chose the story of Gomer, of someone who chose death, because although she continued to make choices, sowing seeds that would harvest death or cursing, God still had mercy on her and led Hosea, her husband, to have mercy on her as well. He kept representing life to her despite her choosing death. As an illustration of God's promise to love Israel back to faithfulness, Hosea and Gomer's reconciliation was marked not by judgment, but by love. We are to do the same. We are to keep representing God to our wayward loved ones, unbelievers, and doubters, just as Hosea did, just as God did for you and I. You have a choice every day. Choose life. I hear a song coming up. In my life, Lord, be glorified, be glorified. In my life, Lord, be glorified today. In conclusion, there's a quote by Robert Louis Stevenson that reads, "Do not judge each day by the harvest that you reap, but by the seeds that you plant." Now close your eyes. Yep, you listening right now. Think to yourself, have I been sowing seeds of death, making choices that are cursing me? Am I forsaking my freedom? Choosing to walk in unforgiveness with a sibling or family member? Am I choosing not to help someone that I know needs help and I have the withal to help them, but I'm choosing not to? God is a gentleman. He won't make you choose life. He set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, and every decision or choice you make daily is sowing seeds towards life or death. You have a choice. Choose life. Selah, pause and think on that. Well, family, that ends this week's message, but I can't close out without giving you an opportunity to choose life today. To choose Jesus as your Lord and Savior. As a minister, our assignment is to share the good news so the hearer will make a choice to choose life. You choose life, the blessings on earth and eternal happiness in heaven by receiving God's Son, Jesus, as your Lord and Savior. You have heard the message. Are you ready to make the choice of life today? Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you're ready, repeat after me. Lord, I don't want to live in darkness anymore. Open my eyes so I can live the abundant life you sent Jesus for me to have. I'm so sorry for the way I've lived. Take all my sins in the past, in the present, and the future. I want to receive your son Jesus as my Lord. I want to receive life here on earth and in your eternal kingdom. Come into my heart now. I confess Jesus as my Lord. Glory to God. Well, family, I have a second invitation. That's for those who may have received Jesus at some point in your life, and maybe you walked away and you want to come back to Jesus wholeheartedly. This is called rededicating your life to Christ. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If you confess your sins, I'll pray for you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for our Street Love listeners who are returning back to you wholeheartedly based on 1 John 1:9. We are believing right now that you are removing the and they are being made righteous right now just because you love them. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you hear that bell? It's just for you, Street Love listeners, those who received Jesus for the first time and those who are rededicating. And guess what? I have a free gift just for you. If you go to my website at freeluncheandprayer.org, click the contact button, I'll send you your free gift today. Amen. Let's go to our announcements. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. It's based on 2 Samuel 9:3. So if you're listening and you have a church or you know of a church and you would like for Sister Shelley to bring the free lunch and prayer street outreach, just reach out to me at freeluncheandprayer.org and let's make it happen. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. If you miss my messages, they are available 24/7. Amen. You can contact or donate at freeluncheandprayer.org. All right, family, I believe you've received the message for today. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I know you love them, and I know this message was just for them. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, amen. Family, I love you. I'm so grateful that you tuned in. I pray that you have a blessed week. And remember, street love begins with you.